Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hiring, business, performance.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. Did I say that? Sometimes I get excited. I get carried away. I can't wait to get started. I forget to tell you all that stuff. Anyway, thanks for being part of my day. Tom Anastasi's here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a leadership expert. He teaches this at numerous colleges, has taught at numerous universities and colleges in the New England area. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. And he's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much.
Remind me where you're teaching these days.
So I teach at Daniel Webster College in Nashua. And at Boston University Graduate School of Management, I'm doing a course there this summer, which will be fun. And I've also taught at Harvard School of Public Health. I taught leadership there.
I know you have taught. So the first two of the ones you're currently doing at Harvard is the one in the past. So what did you – talk to us about the connection between leadership and decision-making.
You know, it's very important because one of the things is that small business people, even though they're not running, Microsoft or Apple, the decisions they make are just as important to them and to their family as they have anything that Microsoft does.
In some ways, those small decisions have greater gravity than the CEO of Microsoft.
Well, yeah, because if small business people are spending $10,000, that's a lot to us.
Spending it the wrong way could take them down.
Oh, gosh, yes. I remember I was talking to an employee of Gulf Oil, and I said, they wanted to do a seminar, and they said, that might be pretty expensive. And he said, oh, heck, we spill that much every hour. I went, okay. So they look at things very differently.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say that to the EPA, right?
I know, really.
So what are some of the things that we need to think about when we're making decisions to become better decision makers?
Yeah, and one of the things is that let me kind of give you the peek behind the curtain. In The Successful Entrepreneur, a lot of it is about decision-making, but I don't call it that, but it really is. And so one of the things we're going to look at is regression to the mean, and basically the mean is the same as the average.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that most people, when they start a business, they way overestimate their revenues and way underestimate their expenses. And that's not a good combination, which is why.
But it's classic. It is classic because
it
always costs. Murphy is alive and well. It always costs more than you think. And getting a handle on a budget that works, that really functions accurately, is one of the toughest jobs of a business owner.
It is, and one of the things I tell people is, in order to get away from that, what you do, especially in the startup, but it also can work for every phases of your business, is go to three or four businesses, and what you do is you say, well, what can I expect my revenues to be the first year? What can I expect my expenses to be for the first year? How much startup capital should I have? And on my website, TomAnastasi.com, I've got all these questions. I've got spreadsheets. Everything's free, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Download things. Now, if you ask people for their financial statements, they're going to freak out. So they're not going to give those to you.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're going to do is if you say, well, what can I expect? They're going to give you some pretty accurate information based on their experiences. Okay? And so one of the things is that most people will sit there and say, well, yeah, these guys, they're doing $75,000 in revenue, and their expenses are, let's say, $40,000. So, but I can do way better than they can. I can cut costs, and I can have way more revenue. And the reality is, if you talk to three or four people, there's some very powerful things going on statistically. But the reality is, it is very, very difficult to do more or less than maybe 15% of that number.
Well, and the other thing, see, this is one of the problems with startups. Tom, and startups disrupt the pricing structure when they join the market, because they actually believe that they can cut costs and raise revenues that way, and maybe even lower price and get more business that way, lower the prices. They disrupt the pricing structure, and because people who are already in business, they've learned what it takes to run a business. They know what things are worth. But tell us about how does that connect to the decision-making process?
Well, what you need to do is not ignore negative evidence. If we feel very positively about something or someone, we're going to ignore negative evidence.
Right.
So, and you can't do that. One of the things is in the successful entrepreneur, I always tell people, keep your eyes wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Look to all the positives. But one of the things is we found is that when people in the startup phase, when they're looking for a business, they have to repeat this process maybe 6 or 7 times before they find a business
mm-hmm.
that's perfectly right for them.
Mm-hmm.
So don't jump into that first idea. Take some time. I mean, I'm not talking about a giant time sucker here. I'm talking about maybe 30, 40 hours of work, which people don't do up front. And if you do that, the decisions you make are going to be much, much stronger.
And this is why this is why it makes me nervous when I see somebody wanting to start a business and they want to start it right now. And I know sometimes financial situations puts them in that kind of desperate situation, but usually that's a recipe for disaster. And but I like what you're saying about when you're making these decisions to go or no go, folks. Believe the numbers. Be true to the numbers, as Polonius said to Falstaff. This above all, to thine own self, be true. Be true to the numbers. Get the numbers together as they should be. Do the math, and if the math doesn't work, believe the numbers and make those decisions accordingly. Tom Anastasia and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.